Everybody here tonight, and would you rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next on the opening is roll call. We have all council members here tonight. And we'll go to current business, which is 2.01, swearing in ceremony for the, well, it was two officers, but one new officer, Todd Gilbert. Chief Dunnigan? The other officer had an emergency come up, so he had to leave.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. I'd like to introduce you to one of our newest officers, Todd Gilbert, and his wife, Cherie. Todd is a longtime resident of Othello. He has lots of family members here. They own a home here in town, and his wife is a teacher at Scutney?
Yep.
Scutney Elementary. So we're very happy to have them on board. And we'd like to do a swearing in right now in front of the council and the newspaper in the city so that
Todd doesn't can't swear. Hold your right hand, please. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and the laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and the laws of the State of Washington.
And the Charter and Ordinances.
And the Charter and Ordinances.
Of the City of Othello, Washington.
City of Othello, Washington.
And I will abide by the law enforcement code of ethics.
And abide by the law enforcement code of ethics.
As adopted by the Othello Police Department.
As adopted by the Othello Police Department.
That I will faithfully and honestly.
That I will faithfully and honestly.
Impartially perform and discharge.
And impartially perform and discharge.
The duties of a police officer.
The duties of a police officer.
During my continuance as such.
During my continuance as such.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Don't be late.
Good. Okay, 2.02, public hearing on a 6-year street plan. Eamon? Let me start out on this. Do that real quick. Okay, please bear with us as we progress through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:04 p.m. as is to receive staff report and public comments on the city's 6-year street transportation improvement program for 2013 through 2018. This public hearing is required by state law. The 6-year transportation improvement program has been drafted, and I will now ask the staff to present the report. Eamon.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. I want to explain a little bit about the document you have and make sure we all understand how it works and what it's about, and then briefly highlight the proposed projects for the public hearing. The document you have, the 6-year street plan, is nothing more than a funding document. It's a funding mechanism. The priorities, even though it says priority number, the priorities don't make a difference. What makes a difference is that our project, whatever that project may be, is on the list for funding. The state funds projects, used to be 90-10, now it's 80-20. The state will fund a project off here if selected. Now, you as a council, if things change during the year, or we have another project that becomes a priority to you, we can add it to the list, we can take off an item from the list. So it's just important that when the funding cycle comes around, that our project that we want funded is on the list. So I want to briefly go down the Public Works Department's list, and again, it is not a priority. Number one is the 14th Avenue reconstruction from Cemetery Road to 26. Now, at our last meeting, we put that project also on our capital facility plan, That was also for funding. And because that's become a priority with the school project, we have highlighted that for you tonight. Secondly is the South Broadway from Elm to Columbia. Thirdly, we have North Broadway from Main to Lee Road. That's a rebuild of North Broadway from Main to Lee Road. The next one is South First from Main to SR 26. The next one is Lee Road 7 to 14. If you've driven up there, you know the need for repair on that road. The next one is East Concrete Drive upgrade from SR 24 east to the port property. This is a road that the city some years ago said we would put into the port property. The next one is North Broadway stormwater and complete repaving. That's a rebuild North Broadway from Lee Road to Main Street and pipe stormwater from Lee Road to Main. The next one on the list is SR 24 industrial area improvements. That's the entire area of the east-west roads in the SR 24 project that we've already had engineered and waiting for applying construction money. The next item is 7th Avenue and Columbia Street construction. Construct city portion of 7th Avenue from Scutney Street to Columbia Street, then Columbia from 7th to Sylvan. The next item is Scutney Street West across the railroad tracks. Extend Scutney Street West to serve potential industrial parcels west of railroad tracks. The next and last item is SR 26 at 1st Street to eliminate crossing movement from SR 24 spur to 1st Avenue, the crossing at SR 24 south to north, and restrict turning movements from SR 24 spur and 1st to right hand turn. That will be addressed in the DOT project as we move forward. And the last one on the list is turn lanes and approaches on SR 24. That's a construct center lane, turn lane, and 8 approaches on SR 24 from SR 26 overpass south. So those are the suggested construction projects. If you have any more you would like to add or any that you would like to delete, we would like to know that tonight during the process so that we can do that. And then at your next meeting, you'll see a recommendation for adoption.
Thank you, Amy. I will now ask for public testimony, questions, or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone here at the podium and state your name and address for the record, and I'll allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Sean?
My name is Sean Bates. I live at 1156 East Juniper Street here in Othello. First question I have is on item number 10, priority number. This Scutney Street West across railroad tracks, Scutney Street. I'm curious, I guess this is kind of an outline more than a fleshing out, but if I'm not mistaken, this is a spot on Scutney Street that currently has anywhere from a 3 to 5 foot drop in elevation to be able to connect with the street that wants to go in between Central Washington Concrete and the north side of the warehouse that I work at. And so I'm kind of curious just on a personal level, because I drive into that approach on the north end between those two properties to get onto our loading area for loading and unloading trucks with trailers full of goods, how that would affect the topography. So I guess that's one question that I had. So, and I don't know that could be answered today, but that's what was I was wondering about. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Any other citizens? Okay. All right, since there were public comments, does the staff want to respond to the public comments or questions? Eamon, did you want to respond to that?
As to Mr. Bates' comments, I believe he is correct in his assessment. However, I would like an opportunity to look at the drop-off that he outlined and be able to call him back and respond to his question.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Do any council members have comments or questions at this time?
I just got one question. SR 24, part of that is state highway. Where's our responsibility on that project? Where, does it start at the city limit line, I mean, and work in, or where's the division between the state and the city on that?
Yeah. Could you identify a number for me?
Turn lanes, it'd be number 12 on SR 24.
Okay. The project there is to construct a center turn lane and eight approaches on SR 24. I'm not sure eight is the right number, as I feel we need meetings with the business owners in that area. The number of approaches, because of the hill there, semi-trucks have a hard time starting in the winter, and then the turn radiuses are narrow. So the idea there would be to meet with the local businesses. We've had about a half a dozen meetings with them already, but to meet with them to see what their needs are, and that would be the city portion. SR 24 would be DOT's portion and the center lane. So we would have the radiuses to construct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions or comments by council? Okay, then I will now close the public hearing at 7:12 p.m. Okay. Close this. Okay, review of 14th Avenue funding. Larry Julius?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. As you might recall, recently we included 14th Avenue reconstruction as a project that was submitted to the Public Works Trust Fund for low interest loan funding. And we did receive word back that they had received it. Staff is interested to talk with council regards the overall width and payment of the project. It's going to be considered an arterial, and per city standard, an arterial typically will have two travel lanes, a center turn lane, and because of its location, we'd also be looking at parking lanes on either side of the road, and this would be between just north of Cemetery Road down to SR 26. Because it is an arterial, question has come up in the past as far as city's involvement funding-wise on the center turn lane. And there is no action on this item this evening. It's just to bring forth to the council questions on whether at the time when the project does come forward, would city be interested in participating in the cost or not?
Questions from council? So you're saying right now, generally on projects like that, don't both sides pay to the center of the pavement, right?
Typically, yes.
Okay. So I guess you're asking, would the council is interested in participating in?
Center turn lane.
Center turn lane, all the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the approximate cost there?
We calculated, based on the length, about $200,000 to do the center turn lane itself, just the construction of it. And the city is not beholden or required to do that. The question had come up, that's why it was brought forward as an informational item.
Any feelings from the council? Comments? No?
No.
Haven't we been doing this all along, doing the centers when it's an arterial?
There have been a couple of instances recently with private developers where the city has participated in a portion of the funding for the center turn lane. this is, I think, a little bit of a different situation because it is a major reconstruction of what basically was just a two-lane road, and there are developers on each side of the road that could contribute to it. So it's a policy decision, really. This doesn't come down to an engineering or a public works decision. We're here to support whichever way council would like to go and provide input on things like cost and timing.
Eamon, at the moment, the people on both sides, are they understanding that they're paying to the middle of the street?
Yes, that sort of was driving the goal to get to a number, is the abiding property owners are asking, what's our portion, what's our dollar amount? School district has money set aside, they're asking, Mr. Olson has money set aside, he's asking, what's my portion? So as we're moving through getting monies and going to a bid process, they need to know how much money they need to set aside. So that's why they're curious and are asking. So that's why a decision doesn't have to be denied if you don't want to, but we're just posing the scenario of, are we looking at budding property owners paving to the center line or not? And then if we can refine the numbers for you later. The cost estimate is $200,000 just for the center line.
We got a lot of big projects we're looking at this year, so.
How is it set up in our ordinances?
The question, how is it set
how,
up?
How is it set up for to pay in the ordinances?
Is there anything? It's council discretion.
It's council discretion.
Want to think about it and bring it back again? Or?
Yeah, let's bring it up to next meeting. Let's think about
council
it.
Council would like to do
decision.
Timing-wise, there's no need for a decision right now. As Eamon has indicated, there are some developers that do have funds and are setting them aside. As far as the Public Works Trust Fund process, we won't know that until this fall, whether the project's been funded. We heard via the grapevine that Public Works Trust Fund received about $1 billion worth of requests. They have $400 million available. That even surpassed what they thought they'd get. So there will be a weeding out process. We don't know what it is yet or how long it will take, but they've indicated it will be this fall before they make their first decision.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Appreciate
your time. Okay, 2.04 Scutney Street and 7th Avenue intersection study. Police Chief Dennegan.
Good evening again. I got a little bit ahead of myself because I wanted to get this done, so I put it in for a motion tonight, but now I understand that we're just considering. I'm just going to let you know about this so we can put the brakes on. We don't have to do anything. As you know, with the addition of all the Olson properties, all of the new schools, the church, the intersection of 7th and Scutney has become a major intersection for a lot of pedestrian traffic because we're filtering kids now through two schools and also the traffic that's coming in as well. So the intersection is not quite as pedestrian or traffic friendly as it used to be, so we need to consider changing that. We went out as a group of department heads, Terry, myself, and looked at that, and we believe that the best option would be to turn the intersection right back into a standard four-way stop. Remove the free right-hand turn and just make everybody stop. One of the impressions that we had or under the understanding was that that particular intersection had free traffic movement for people that were heading uphill because in the wintertime we were worried about them sliding down. But you know, we have other hills, and I think that Terry and his crew and technology has improved well enough that that's really not an issue anymore, so we can take that out of the equation. Sorry?
Is there a map? I'm sorry.
Is there a map to go to this? I don't know if you
can. That's down there.
No, just scroll down.
In the Osmond. So after the department heads discussed it, we commissioned the engineering group to come out and actually do a traffic study to look at the actual numbers. And the numbers are what they were able to provide there. I don't know if you can understand it, but basically coming up Scutney, there's a total of 335 cars during that period of time. Out of that, 196 went left on 7th, 131 went straight through, and only 8 took a right down to Catholic Charities. Coming from Olson's property down, 68 came in, moved right, 60 went straight through, and 2 went left, for a total of 130 cars entry into that intersection. So what the numbers are telling us is that the way it's set up now is it's not causing smooth movement of the cars. By putting the four-way stop, that will create smooth movement once again, and we can eliminate any hazards and improve traffic safety and public safety for the pedestrians. So at some point, we're going to come back to you and ask for a motion to change that intersection. There will be a cost involved because it will require the elimination of the island, which will make snow removal more efficient and make public safety improve there, because we have a lot of people that like to hit that island and stop sign quite frequently. And so we'll eliminate that. We'll eliminate the free right-hand turn and put up a stop sign. I can't imagine that it would cost a whole lot of money, but the staff believes, as does Gray and Osborne, that this would make this intersection much more efficient and friendlier to pedestrian traffic for public safety. Any questions?
I am quite surprised how many vehicles move through that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a few.
Pretty impressive.
I got a comment about it here. I think this is long overdue, really. I know we've had complaints about, oh, we can't stop going up that hill, but, you know, I think we're out here in a flat country, really. You ought to see some towns that's really got some hills that have stop signs. So I don't think that should be an issue, and I think you're right. I think it should be a four-way stop on that, and I think that's the way we should proceed.
Since I've been here, Public Works has done an outstanding job with snow removal and ice abatement. I don't have a problem with stopping at any of the hilled intersections at the stop signs. So I think that we're quite capable of taking care of that from a maintenance perspective now.
I'm curious to know how many of those vehicles were in the morning.
Were in the morning?
Oh, sorry.
A lot.
Basically right around when kids were being dropped off at school, so it's 8-ish or so.
Yeah. I would imagine that's probably most of the morning.
That's the time I come through there, and it's just...
It's an eye-opener.
Yeah, it is. You're like...
Okay, so we'll bring this back as to vote on it and make a motion to do that. We'll get some more numbers so that we actually have costs involved. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Chief Dunnigan. Monthly investment report. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. This report doesn't change much from month to month. Interest rates have really kind of just kind of held their own, and so there isn't a lot to report. And what I do every month is I take the top one off and add the bottom one to for a more up to date figure. I was talking with Eamon today, and he was talking to somebody at the school, Warden School District, and they're invested in a pool, and I believe it's managed by Grant County, and he said that they're earning much more interest than we are. So I'm going to do a little bit of sleuthing and see what's really going on. I've had a lot of confidence in the local government investment pool over the years, so I'd be curious to find out if there's a big discrepancy in interest rates, why that is true. But I'll check on that, and I'll report to council on my next report to give you some ideas about what might be available and The Bank of America isn't doing too bad. I'll just
scroll down.
I never thought I'd see the day when 1.6259 would look good. But compared to the local government investment pool, it looks very good. That's kind of the report. That's not too much to get excited about. I get the LGIP, the local government investment pool report every month, and we got $4.3 million and we earned $580 in interest. That's pretty pathetic. But anyway, I'll check on what's available and I'll report back to council on that. Are there any questions?
Now, is that the state pool? Is that what that is? Local government?
LGIP is a local government investment pool, yes. That's just run by the state of Washington.
Okay. No questions?
Eamon?
Oh.
Mike, I'm sorry if I'm going to catch off guard. The next time Bank of America is here to do their presentation, what month is that going to be?
I haven't scheduled them, but I'm glad you brought
it's
it
coming up.
Soon.
Sure. And they can explain to the council what the world is doing and where things are going. I think that's going to be very important this time.
Right.
If you're watching the world banking industry and economics and Europe and everything is kind of falling apart, it seems. So it'll be interesting to see what Bank of America has.
Sure. I'll schedule them for a meeting. Maybe for the next workshop. I'll see
okay.
if I can do that.
It's your call.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, do we have any committee reports? No committee reports? Unfinished business?
Mayor's report.
Oh, okay. New business? Okay, since there's no new business, Mayor's announcements. The pool will open Saturday, June 9th. So we'll start this season, and everybody's excited over there. Healthy Communities will meet at noon on Wednesday, June 6th at the Adams County Service Building. And the quarterly regional Adams County Mayor's Luncheon will be Wednesday, June 13th at noon at Othello Senior Center. And the speaker will be Paul Stoker with Guama. So anybody's welcome to come if they want to here. So, okie doke, and unless there's something else, this meeting's adjourned then. Thank you everybody for coming.
Hey, Chief.